Leading our journey today is Father Matthew Jakubko, an associate pastor of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church.
In the Liturgy of the Hours, the prayer of the church, the prayer that specifically priests and religious pray every day, there is a beautiful meditation we're given in the Office of Readings, an ancient Holy Saturday homily probably from the second century. And that homily begins in this way. Something strange is happening. There is a great silence on earth today, a great silence and stillness. The whole earth keeps silence because the king is asleep. The earth trembled and is still because God has fallen asleep in the flesh, and he has raised up all who have slept ever since the beginning of the world. God has died in the flesh, and hell trembles with fear. This day is one of silence, prayer, and waiting. We enter into this day with Mary and the apostles who have just witnessed their master and savior die on the cross, the jarring and disorienting reality of what that means for them. And all they can do is simply sit in silence outside of his tomb, wait, and pray. Today for us is a day to enter into that silence, to remain by the side of the tomb in mourning, to contemplate the depths of our Lord's love for us, how he gave of himself to the last drop, how for our sake he suffered death. Today the church stands silent. No mass is celebrated until the great Easter vigil late tonight. We wait in silent prayer. In many ways, this day offers us the perfect way to finish our preparation for the Feast of Easter. Lent was a time for us to retreat from the world, from those sinful practices, and to refocus on God. The Triduum, which we're in the midst of right now, offers us a more concentrated time to pull back and focus on the Paschal mystery, our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. Today offers us an even more concentrated opportunity, a few hours to silence our minds and hearts, to contemplate the cross, and to prepare for the resurrection. If you didn't have the Lent you wanted to, or maybe you desired you'd gone deeper with the Lord, now is the time. Take advantage of these hours today. Mark these hours in a specific way. Spend extra time in prayer and silence. Allow the Lord to pour his grace into your soul. Don't be discouraged about lost time. Just remain with him today. In that homily from the second century, the author imagines a conversation between Jesus and Adam. Jesus, after his death, goes to meet Adam to bring him to paradise. And Christ says to Adam, he says, "Rise. The enemy led you out of earthly paradise. I will enthrone you in heaven. I, who am life itself, am now one with you. The kingdom of heaven has been prepared for you from all eternity." The Lord speaks those words to us today. If only we would have silence and listen to his voice. Let us pray. Lord, allow us in these final hours before your victory at Easter to remain beside your tomb in silence and patient prayer. Allow these hours to be ones of spiritual union with you. Allow all the good you have done in our hearts over these weeks to be brought to fulfillment. Allow us to rejoice with you when we see your victory over sin and death. We ask all of this through Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow. God bless you.